I'm a writer, and so I feel a strong sense almost every single day of my life to get my thoughts down on paper or into my blog or into one of the many notebooks I now keep in order not to lose track of all of the insights that surround all of us on any given day, especially in a time of real crisis like the one we're now facing. I must write. And yet, for maybe the first time ever, I've recently found myself unable to sit down and do what I'm doing right now, just writing. For some reason, I feel a greater sense of civic responsibility. All of a sudden, a greater sense of consideration and reflection about what it is I should share with you during this time, how I should serve. No doubt, the writing and the journaling, whether or not shared with you and the rest of the world, is important. And yet for some reason over the last few weeks, I've felt an invisible barrier between me and this workshop where I create the Ash Flesh. Why is that? Something I heard this morning on Wisconsin Public Radio helped me begin to put an understanding to this resistance that I don't recognize or like very much at all. Even right now, at this moment, I find myself fighting a great temptation to pull away from this post so that I can go figure out why I'm getting that "your hard drive is full" message that greeted me this morning as I sat down to write to you today. Usually, that's not a problem. Usually, the ideas, thoughts, insights, and perspectives I share flow out of me like a mountain river in springtime, dumping its stored potential into the tributaries that feed our thirst and ultimately our bodies. In other words, usually I have plenty to write about and have no trouble at all simply letting it flow. I'm happy to be here right now, that's for sure. It feels good. It feels true. It feels real. The statement I heard on Wisconsin Public Radio this morning was from a fellow writer who asked, "How do you write about the thing that everyone has experienced, that everyone is experiencing?" I don't have an answer to that question. In fact, I don't even want to think about it anymore because I think it served its purpose for me already. It made me feel seen and heard and reinforced many of the thoughts I'm sharing with you now. After all, who cares about my experience? Everyone is dealing with this very same thing and in very similar ways. Many in much more dire and awful circumstances than I can see in my own future. But who really knows? In addition to that, I don't want to bombard you with bad news, more stories about the disease. It just raises anxiety and increases fear. So here is what I plan to do for now. It is my plan to focus on insights, inspirations, and the opportunity we all have right now to reconsider everything in our lives. Because in every dark moment in our lives, there is always light. During this time of crisis, in spite of all the challenges we are all facing, we also have a unique and fleeting opportunity for real connection, real change for the better. We have an opportunity to celebrate the true greatness of the American people, the true greatness of the American spirit, the true greatness of this unique and rare world. Michael Lewis, author of The Fifth Risk, was interviewed on Anderson Cooper's 360 last night. A surreal experience in and of itself, as the entire broadcast was produced with each member of their team working from their own home. A first-time ever experience, including Anderson, void of the usual jacket and tie, AirPod in his left ear, speaking to us in a more personal way, from a more personal place. Michael Lewis wrote a prophetic book titled The Fifth Risk that helps us understand the idea that at this moment, what we really have begun to experience is a cathartic shift into a harsh reality where all of the weak points in our society are drastically exposed. Every single one of them. It makes me think of that terrible dream so many of us have had, where we have walked into a room and forgotten to put our clothes on, vulnerable, afraid, surprised, ashamed. You pick the emotions you feel, and I'll pick mine. the real question becomes, how in the world did we get here? And what will we do about it now? That's the kind of stuff I plan to cover and write about here on the Ash Flash for as long as it takes. In addition to my normal posts for business and career success on Tuesdays and inspiration for life on Saturdays. Today, I will leave you with one more idea that Michael Lewis shared last night and that I've been hearing more and more as we wade into this crisis, just as we might wade into the surf in the middle of December on a cold and stormy beachfront. In times like this, it is far too easy to become far too selfish. This happens for many reasons. In times of crisis, people become more acutely aware of inequality. This makes sense, of course, as we hunker down and do what it takes to take care of ourselves, our families, our loved ones, our colleagues, our neighbors, and our fellow Americans. Because as we do this, we all must take a very close look at what it's going to take to survive financially, spiritually, intellectually, and healthfully. Professionally, too. We do need to do this. And at the same time, we also need to look for every opportunity we have to contribute to the greater good, to serve, to live in ways in which mom would be proud. Because selfishness will come back to haunt all of us. In fact, in some ways, it already has. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. I'm grateful for you. Remember, you and I both have something amazing and powerful to bring to this world. Now is the time that we need it. John Ashworth signing off. More information available at theashflash.com. Take care, everybody, and thanks for being here.